Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thank you for listening to this program, and may it be a blessing to your life. Please remember our Talks from the Bible Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Monday through Friday, 6:55 a.m. We will appreciate your listening to those programs, and we invite you to worship with us at the Church of Christ, located at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. Have you been deceived? Are you deceived in what you believe concerning Christ, concerning His church, and concerning your salvation? The Bible is filled with warnings. God gives us a warning to remove us from danger so that our soul might be secured in Him. Such a warning is given in Colossians 2 and verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The Apostle Paul has written to the church located in the city of Colossae, and here he tells them to beware lest they be spoiled. He does not want their faith to be spoiled. He does not want them to be removed from Christ. The manner in which their faith could be spoiled was the philosophy and vain deceit. Many appear to have been deceived as we look at the landscape of religion today. We seem to believe that we can have different beliefs concerning God, that we can involve ourselves in a different manner of life, that we can worship Him in various ways, or that we can be saved under various conditions. We are not to be deceived. Jesus Himself gave the warning in Matthew 7 and verse 15. Beware of false prophets, for they shall come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Wolves would go forth to destroy, to rip and tear and harm. Jesus said there would come false prophets who would harm their faith, who would rip them away from Christ. These wolves would have the power to deceive them. They would be false prophets. There are those who teach that which is false, and there are those which teach that which is true. You must not be deceived by that which is false. You must prove what you hear. Do you do that? As you listen to my voice, will you prove what I have said unto you? And the standard which you must use is the Word of God. In 1 John 4 and verse 1, John speaks in this epistle concerning the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not a figment of one's imagination. The Antichrist is not some powerful ruler that will come upon the earth in future times. The Antichrist was already present among them. And John explains in chapter 3 of his epistle, 1 John, that the Antichrist is one who simply denies the Father and the Son. He rejects the deity of Jesus Christ. He denies that Jesus has come in the flesh as God, and that His purpose upon the earth was to save humanity from sin. As John writes concerning this Antichrist, he says, beginning in chapter 4 and verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. John tells them to prove the voice that they hear, to test the message which is presented unto them. They are not simply to believe someone because he claims to be from God, because he appears to be righteous, or because he claims to present unto them the will of God. But rather they are to try the Spirit, they are to test the Spirit, whether they are of God. The reason that John gives them this encouragement is that many false prophets are gone out into the world. It appears in our world of today that many false prophets are in the world because we have various belief systems. We are told that we can be saved in various ways. We are informed that we can come unto God in different manners. It is said that we can worship God and be pleasing and acceptable unto Him however we choose and in whatever manner might delight us. We are not to believe such voices. We are to try the Spirit. We are to test the message. Simply because one comes claiming to be from God does not mean that we are to accept what he says, but rather that we are to try or test that Spirit, whether indeed he is of God. The one who is from God will speak the word of God. He will tell you plainly and simply what the Bible says and what God teaches and what God desires. He will inform you of that which is acceptable and pleasing unto God. On the other hand, the false prophet will tell you a lie. He will tell many people what they want to hear. He will speak a soft message. He will inform them of that which is not presented in the Bible. He will tell them a lie rather than the truth. And John says that many false prophets have gone out into the world. Every word that you hear is to be tried. It is to be tested. You are to prove what you hear. You are to test what is spoken by the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is inspired of God. The Bible has come through the power of God. The Bible has been preserved by the power of the Heavenly Father throughout the centuries of time. When we read the Bible, we read the Word of God. The Bible is the mind of God, the sayings of God, the truth of God, the will of God. And we are to follow what God says. We are not to follow what men teach, but rather what the Bible teaches. We are to test or try every word that we hear. We are to test every belief system that exists. We are to live and die by a thus saith the Lord. The Bible is the standard of authority. We use the Bible to test or try the prophet. If the prophet tells us that something has come from God and we cannot find that in the Bible, then we can assess that this individual is a false prophet. We need to examine our belief system individually. We need to know why we believe what we believe. We need to have the authority of book, chapter, and verse. In the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul and Silas have come to Thessalonica. Some of them believed. A great multitude of Greeks and of chief women, not a few. The Jews were in opposition to the preaching of Paul and Silas. And so an uproar had taken place. We find down in verse 11, as Paul and Silas depart from Thessalonica and go into Berea because of this uproar and this opposition to the truth of God. And the scripture says concerning those in Berea in Acts 17 and verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. They received the word that was preached with all readiness of mind. We are to have a ready mind to hear the word of God. We are to desire to hear the word of God. We are to use the opportunities that we have in our life to hear the word of God. But as they received the word of God with all readiness of mind, they searched the scriptures daily to see whether or not that which they had received was indeed true. We live or die by truth. The eternal welfare of our soul is determined by truth. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is determined by truth. In John 5 and verse 39, Jesus told a group of hearers, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." We are not to think that we have eternal life. We are to know that we have eternal life. And we are to search the scriptures for the sure knowledge of our salvation. We are to receive the word of God with a meek and quiet spirit, searching that word, meditating upon that word, studying that word, so that we might prove what we believe. In James 1 and verse 18, the writer said, "Receive the word with meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul." The word of God has the power to save our soul. Only the word of God can save our soul. The belief of some religious body will not save our soul. The teaching of a false prophet will not save our soul. Only the truth of God can save our soul. It is to be an engrafted word. We are to put it into our heart and live it in our life. It is to guide us and to direct us. In Ephesians 1 and verse 13, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." These trusted after they heard the word of truth, which Paul says is the gospel of your salvation. The word of truth is the gospel, the good news of our salvation. Jesus said in John 8:32-36, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And that from which they would be made free was sin. We must not be deceived about what we hear, about what we believe, but we must test and prove. The word of God is true. In John 17:17, our Savior said, "Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth." We are sanctified for the service of Almighty God by the word of God. We are to have a readiness of desire to hear the word of God, but we must prove what we hear so that we are not deceived. This admonition given by Paul to the Colossian Christians was a word of warning. We need to heed that in our life today. I need to make sure that what I preach and teach is the truth of God. I need to make certain that what I believe concerning my salvation and my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth of God. And you, as a hearer of the Word of God, need to know that what you hear and what you believe is truth. Do not let anyone deceive you. Do not hear the voice of the false prophet.